You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Welcome, my friends. My name's Alex Pardo, and I am back from our Ascend Mastermind Retreat in West Palm Beach. I'll touch on a little bit of that, but on today's podcast episode, I just want to go ahead and let you know what you're going to hear about and the content of today's show. So I've had so many phone calls with people that have reached out to me about personally working with me one-on-one so that I can help them get their first cash-flowing self-storage facility within 6 to 12 months. And there are two common themes that I have noticed from the people I've talked to that I want to go ahead and address. And I want to leave you with some practical steps, some instructions, some guidance that you guys can use today to start going towards and getting acquiring your first self-storage facility. Whether we end up working together or not, again, the purpose of this show is always not just to inspire you, to give you actionable content, instruction, guidance, bring others in the real estate space and the entrepreneur world that have accomplished big things so that you can learn from them. But a part of this is just not giving you theory, but giving you actual instruction. And so I want to go ahead and do this on today's call, but let me just quickly touch on. So I spent 3 days with the Ascend Mastermind community in beautiful West Palm Beach, Florida. And have come back just totally filled up like I do every single time we do these retreats. And this one was extra special. We have completely changed and reformatted the way that we run our retreats. And the amount of overwhelming feedback I get because of the connections, the relationships, the collaboration, the activities and exercises we do. We're not just sitting in a conference room all day for 3 straight days. In fact, our first day was a fun beach day. Where, you know, it's interesting. I find when I host and lead these retreats along with Steve and when I attend others, there's so much value, not just in the room, but also outside the room, right? And the connections and the conversations you have at lunch and dinner and at the beach. And my good friend Armando Cruz led off the retreat that evening with a powerful talk about the 6 key components and the ways that you can optimize your energy and focus, because health is wealth. And yes, we're here because we want a better business. We want a better life. We want to make more money. We want to impact and create. But without health, it's hard to do that. And so the 6 pillars of Ascend are faith, family, fitness, finances, friends, and fun. And the way that we're now designing retreats is doing dedicated talks, exercises, wisdom circles, mastermind sessions around the different pillars. Another one of our Ascend members, who is a good friend of mine and also a business partner in a self-storage facility, gave a powerful, powerful talk on faith and what are we investing our faith in. We had a friend of the community, an outside speaker, come in, somebody who operates at a very, very, very high level, talk about just a very creative deal structuring and deal making on a large commercial project that has multiple businesses on it, and just how it was structured and the tax implications and just very sophisticated dynamic things that left everybody just expanded their minds. And it's interesting because that's a word that I've really been leaning on this year, is the word expand and expansion. And that's what happens when you get in a community like Ascend, and when you get around others and you get around the right people and you're intentionally placing yourself in the environment and the ecosystem, is your mind tends to expand. And if you go to retreats and events and masterminds and you don't have that feeling, I think you need to question if you're in the right community, because the right people will challenge you and expand your mind. By the way, expansion doesn't only mean bigger and more. Expansion means better, right? That doesn't necessarily mean scale and more. Sometimes less is more, right? And that's still a form of expansion. So anyways, just an incredible, incredible retreat, just humbled and overwhelmed and really excited. We're actually going to be in Key Largo, Florida Keys for our June retreat. So just super pumped about that. And had quite a few conversations. This is where I'll start to transition the show and talk about storage, because I am now working with some one-on-one private clients, coaching them towards them acquiring their first self-storage facility within 6 to 12 months. And based on all the conversations I've had with people in the last several weeks that want to get involved in storage but don't know how, there are 2 main things that I have heard over and over and over again that prevents people from taking any type of action. The first is they think they need money, right? And they think they need a lot of money to get into commercial. Many people are intimidated and overwhelmed by the size of these deals and the amount of money that they perceive it's going to take to get involved in these deals. And what I challenge people on these calls with is that what we're talking about is a knowledge gap, because I've been involved in 5 storage transactions, 3 of which I currently own today, about 104,000 net rentable square feet. And with all 5 deals, the other 2 were wholesales, by the way, I haven't used 1 penny of my own money to get involved in these deals. And I have a lot of friends in the storage space that are owner operators that have also achieved the same. So I know with 100% certainty that there are ways to get involved in this business without using any of your money. Now, I didn't say you don't need any money. And by the way, just the disclaimer, I'm not an attorney. I'm not a CPA. I'm not giving you financial or legal advice. Consult with the pros. These are experience shares, right? So take with that what you will, but I'm not giving you any legal financial advice. So I want to go ahead and put that results aren't typical and all that good stuff. I'm sharing with you what has worked for me, what has worked with some of the storage operators within our Ascend Mastermind community, other communities I'm in. It is very possible to do these deals without any of your money. There's seller financing, there's creative deal structuring, there's equity partners, there's private lenders. I mean, there's a lot of different ways you can skin this cat. So I want you to just for a moment suspend the belief you have that you need a lot of your money to do a storage deal and to get involved in these larger deals. But the second thing I find is that they just have no idea where to start or how to get a deal. So on today's podcast, I want to just at least give you the first couple of steps towards a path of going out there and starting to have conversations with storage owner operators. That's one of the things I've shared with my private clients that I'm working with now is while I'm there to give you guidance, instruction, accountability, provide resources, help you make connections when the time comes, and just coach you and guide you through this process, where the learning and the education is going to come is from actually doing, right? And that applies to, I think, anything. You're going to learn so much more by getting on the phone, having the awkward conversations, asking the questions, getting the information you need to then quickly evaluate and see, hey, is this a deal? Is it not a deal? Is it worth diving deeper? You're going to learn so much more, whether we're working together or you're doing this on your own or working with somebody else. The education comes in the action. I want to repeat that because it's so important. The education and you bridging that knowledge gap is going to come from the action you take. So what are some practical things you can do right now to take some action? So one of the first things that I'll share with you is I am not targeting big markets like Miami, which is where I live, born and raised in Miami. I'm not targeting Los Angeles or Vegas or Dallas, Texas or Tampa, Florida. Not that you can't do storage deals in those markets. You certainly can. But usually those bigger markets are dominated by the Class A facilities like the Public Storages of the world and Extra Space and CubeSmart, right? Like those aren't the storage facilities that we're targeting and going after. And those that I'm working with, we are targeting and really trying to get in front of mom and pop operated Class B, Class C facilities in secondary and tertiary markets. So what does that mean? Like one of the things I look for are markets that have a population anywhere between 8,000 to 10,000 people all the way up to 80,000 to 100,000 people. Let's just call it 10,000 to 60,000 population is a good sweet spot. And one of the things I like to do is Google Maps is going to be one of your best friends when you're getting in the storage business. So I love hopping on Google Maps. And by the way, you can obviously Google, focus on the particular states where you travel a lot or where you might like to own storage. I mean, the truth is that you can do this business remotely from anywhere, right? Like the 3 facilities I have are not anywhere close to Miami, but because of technology and because of the fact that we can run, manage, and operate these remotely, it doesn't matter where the facilities are located. Having said that, personally, I like to focus on the southeast part of the country. Right? States like Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Tennessee, Mississippi. Those are some of the states that I like, right? The southeast part of the country. And then I'm looking for cities that have population between 8,000 and 60,000 people. And then once I pick some cities at this stage of the game, if you're just getting started, I don't want you spending all this time and energy trying to like figure out what's the perfect market. I want you spending your time and energy cold calling and picking up the phone and having conversations with storage owner operators. And I'm going to kind of walk you through that process on this podcast. So once you jump on Google Maps and let's say you pick a city, pick any city and put in the name of the city and the state in Google Maps. And then you're going to click on a little button that says nearby. And when you click on that button, you're going to type in self-storage and you're going to hit enter. And that's going to bring up all the storage facilities in that particular city that Google recognizes. Now, one thing that's important to know is that not every facility that's actually a facility is on Google. And that presents an opportunity. And there are ways that you can find those facilities that don't have a Google My Business listing or that Google hasn't picked up. But once you pull up the self-storage facilities that are nearby in that area, one of the things that you can immediately start to focus on are the facilities that don't have a website, the facilities that have very little reviews, maybe the facilities that have bad reviews. Those are three quick indicators of properties that you should probably prioritize, because that means that these storage owner operators, maybe they're not treating it like a business or they don't know how to optimize it, right? Because having a website and having a Google My Business listing is pretty important in storage. Over 80% of our online rentals come from our PPC efforts, pay-per-click, and being on the first page of Google, right? SEO, search engine optimization. So we're not out there cold calling trying to fill our units. The majority of our tenants are coming from online, from pay-per-click and from SEO. So if you see that a facility doesn't have a website, maybe doesn't have a Google My Business listing, or has poor reviews or low reviews, that's an indication that that could be potentially a motivated storage owner operator. We don't know for sure yet, but it's an indication. Think of it as a yellow flag, maybe even a green flag. One of the other tips I'll share with you is if they do have a website, I'll click on it. And oftentimes I love it. I love it, love it. When I get to a website and it looks like it was built in the late 90s, early 2000s, right? In fact, I recently, about a week and a half ago, I came across a facility and I clicked on their website and it had the E that would circle, the blue E that goes around, you know, in revolutions, like from Internet Explorer way back in the day. It had that. And then at the bottom, it said like Webmaster 2011 or something crazy. I always look at the contact information. And if I see a Yahoo email, a Hotmail, an AOL, even a Gmail, like I'm automatically contacting that person, right? By phone and by email. That tells me that it's a mom and pop operated facility. They're probably not super dialed in. So those are just some of the key indicators that you can look for. And then what I'm going to do is on the next podcast, I'm going to talk about what does that conversation look like? What are the key pieces of information that you need to collect to do a quick back of the napkin analysis in less than a couple of minutes to determine, hey, is it worth going deeper here? Right? So this particular episode, I just wanted to give you some practical ways that you can for free start getting in front of storage owner operators. Some of you listening might be thinking, well, you know, there's a fear around cold calling or like, you got to get past that. There's been so many episodes that have been recorded on the Flip Empire show about overcoming fear and getting through certain obstacles, but you have to be willing to have uncomfortable and awkward conversations in order to grow. And this is one free way. This is one of many that I share with my private coaching clients, but this is just one way that you can have start having conversations with people. And so on the next episode, I'll go a little bit deeper, but I wanted to leave you with some ways that you can start finding like, hey, how do you even pick a market? And then how do you start to identify what are some potential signs, right? So what I shared with you about the no website, the bad reviews, the little to no reviews, the Yahoo email, the old school looking website. If you're a single family investor, that's the equivalent of driving by a house, seeing tall grass, boarded up windows, an overstuffed mailbox, yellow police tape, you know, a sticker on the window from the county. Like that's the equivalent in the storage world when you're online. Okay. Hopefully I wanted to just kind of crystallize it for you that that's an indication that there could be motivation there. And it's certainly worth calling. So guys, with that being said, if you want to go deeper and you want to have a conversation about potentially working together, I want you to text me the word storage deal, 305-318-6213. Text me the word storage deal, 305-318-6213. I am personally working with people to help them get their first self-storage facility within 6 to 12 months. And the coaching calls have been amazing. I'm super excited to pour into these people and help them change their lives with storage. So with that being said, guys, I will share more on the upcoming episode. Have an incredible day, and I look forward to connecting on the next one. Take care. All right, my friend, I hope you enjoyed that Flip Empire episode and got a lot of value out of it. Make sure to check the show notes page for any resources that were mentioned. And speaking of resources, honestly, I don't think I've done the best job of sharing with you my top curated, highly recommended tools and resources that I use in my business or have used in my business. In some cases, these are affiliate relationships with people that I highly trust and respect. And I know these tools and resources can help you and your business go to the next level. And as an ethical bribe, if you decide to try out one of these resources using my link, I will go ahead and send you an unadvertised bonus. I'll send you something of high value. All you got to do is shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. Go ahead and let me know that you tried out this resource, and however I can help you getting started with that, chances are that I know it very, very well and currently use it or have used it. So make sure to check that out, flipempire.com/resources. And if I can be of help or service to you in any way, just shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com, and I will do anything I can for you. Have an amazing day, and I'll catch you on the next show.